going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long, and we're joined by Steve Geller. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, you first.
Well, gentlemen, happy draft day eve to all. And looking at the betting odds to be the ninth overall selection for the Saints here, I know, Charlie, you mentioned it early, Mykel Williams now the top overall odds to be that selection for the black and gold. But I'm wondering for both of you guys here, I'm looking at the top five, that cone of probability. So mentioned Mykel Williams, then it's Kelvin Banks Jr., Tyler Warren, Shamar Stewart, and Mason Graham. Out of those five names, do you think one of those will be that Saints selection?
Go through it one more time.
We got Mykel Williams, Kelvin Banks Jr., Tyler Warren, Shamar Stewart, and Mason Graham.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. I think it's going to be one of those five.
That's a real easy one,
yeah,
Steve.
Right. I think so, because we also, Mike, I wanted to address this as well. We got a text from earlier, and you know, we ran out of time in the first segment to address it, but someone had sent in basically the situation where Jalen Walker, Tyler Warren, it's like a dream scenario. Jalen Walker, Tyler Warren, Colston Loveland, and Mykel Williams all available at pick 9.
Oh, man, I'm running with Jalen Walker.
Jalen Walker's your guy. Jalen Walker was not on that list, though, from Steve. And so at that point,
that means he ain't going to be there.
Yeah, no.
He has the eighth best odd to be the ninth overall selection.
Because I think he's going to be gone. It just feels like if it's not the Panthers, it may even be before the Panthers.
I think he's before the Panthers.
Jeez, but if he's there, you know Dan Morgan's going to go scoop him up. Guys, I'm going to go with mine. Warren Sharp, who works with Sharp Analytics, had a really funny tweet that he put out. And we always talk about, oh, will the Saints trade down? Will the Saints trade down? Yeah, they don't do it. They just don't. So Warren Sharp put this out. The last time Saints GM Mickey Loomis traded down in the NFL draft, the iPhone wasn't invented. He hasn't traded down once since 2007. Trade record since then, 27 trade ups, zero trade downs, guys. So, you know, if you're talking about some of these prospects that would potentially be later on in the first round that the Saints might like, and you're like, oh, why don't they trade down? They just don't do it.
So that's just the entire draft too, Charlie, not just round one.
They don't trade down. That's the entire draft. 27 Ooh, straight trade-ups, zero trade-downs since 2007, guys.
So if you went to Fairgrounds, you wouldn't be betting on that trade-down of things. Guys, we had a text yesterday. I didn't get a chance to answer it from Terry. And he asked me, Mike, has there ever been a scenario where two tight ends have gone in the first 10 picks? And his deal is, I don't think that'll happen, but could it be a situation where a Tyler Warren goes, let's say, 7, and a Colston Loveland goes 10? The last time they had two tight ends go in round one is 1973. So I didn't cover it, but so don't. I wasn't a draft analyst back then. I was just a teenager back then. But in 1973, there actually was two tight ends go not only in the top 10, in the top 7. And the 6th pick overall, the Philadelphia Eagles pick Charles Young from USC. His nickname was Tree. And he ended up winning a Super Bowl title with Bill Walsh and the 49ers. But, man, Tree Young, he was quite a talent with the Eagles, and then he ended it up with San Francisco. And one pick later, the Buffalo Bills picked Paul Seymour from Michigan. Now, back then, Lou Saban was the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, and He loved to run the football, and he had O.J. Simpson in the backfield. So he wanted a big blocking tight end, and he picked Paul Seymour, and that's something Paul could do. Man, he was a great blocker. You know, he didn't catch a ton of passes in the NFL, but you got to go back to 1973 when's the last time you had two tight ends going round one in the top 10 picks. Now, is there a scenario that could happen? Yeah, I could see it. Is it likely? You know, who knows? But, man, that's a long road back in 1973. And, no, I didn't cover that draft. I do remember the 73 draft. I remember that because Burt Jones, the Saints had the second pick in the draft and could have picked Burt Jones. Now, they did have Archie back then, but they traded that pick off for Billy Newsom and Jim Merlo, who was a fourth-round pick. That's what they got back for the second overall pick in the draft. Burt Jones had a pretty good career with the Baltimore Colts. Man, Burt was something. Now, I've never seen a guy that could sling a football like Burt Jones could. The Rustin Rifle. So that's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.